The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chaim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tzav Chof Zayin. This parak is continuing talking about redeeming a Se'achuza, a field that was inherited. And the Mishnah says, Hamakdish es sodeu b'shor she'ein hayoivel noyek. A person who is makdish es Se'achuza during a time when there's not, the yoivel is not noyek. Oimim loy, the treasurer's telling, Psach ator rishoin. You should start and tell us how much money do you want for redeeming your field. Like we said, this Mishnah is talking about when Yoivad is not Noeg. Because if it was during the time when Yoivad is Noeg, then there's no need to ask the owners how much they want to release the field. There's a fixed amount. Chamishim Sela, the base called Amem Teshoni. Continues the Mishnah. The reason why we tell the Makdish to start speaking is because Nois habaylim noisim choymish. The owners add on a fifth to the amount that they receive, and hektish gains from that. Continues the Mishnah. Ma'iso be'echot shehikdish sodeum ibnei ra'aso. Someone was makdish his field to bedek habayis ibnei ra'aso. Because the expenses that he had from the field are more expensive than the profits he was making. Whereas Rabbeinu Gershom says that the taxes on the field were very high. Omruloi, the treasurers told him, Psach atarishoin, start telling us how much you want for it. And he answered, I'm willing for one Issa. And Issa is 8 brutais. Omer Reb Yosi, Reb Yosi said the story was not like that. The Makdish did not say that's enough for Issa, but he said, Elo bebeitzo. He said that he wants a beitzo. Shehekdish nifde bekesev or beshov bekesev. Since we know that hekdish can be redeemed, being bekesev, being beshov bekesev. And a beitzo is definitely shov bekesev. After that said the treasurer to him, Omar lo higi ascho. He was zoicha. Why? Since there was no one else who wanted to bid more than that, because of all the problems the field has. And Ninso mafsid iso v'sodeo b'fono. He lost his iso or a beitza, however we say, and the field that he did not want is his. Before we continue, there's an interesting halacha that we derive from this Mishnah. We said that he wanted to redeem the field b'beitza. So Jesus writes that the chiddush is that one does not need an important item. Rather, all it has to be is a shoveh pruta. Piskei Tosfos writes that the reason that it was a shoveh pruta is since the pidyon hekdesh took place in Yerushalayim, and the Gemara brings that it's also to breed chickens in Yerushalayim since they used to go rummaging around the garbage cans and spread their tumah around. Therefore, since there were no chickens, eggs were an expensive item and worth at least a pruta. The Tribune Rav asked, what would be the din if someone was mekadesh a woman with a beitza in a place where beitzim, where eggs were not a rare item? Lichoya, she would be sovin mekudeshes. Like any case where we are not sure whether the item is a shavah pruta in this particular place. But as the Gemara brings in Kedusha, in Kedushin, Choyshishin Shemo Shoveh Pruta B'modai. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where it was forbidden to breed chickens in Yerushalayim, and Beitzim were expensive, so we know that there was a place where the eggs were Shoveh Pruta. And in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra Simalamet Alasiv Gimel, that according to the Rambam, she will be Mukodesh as a Vadai Afina Midaraisa. And according to the Ramban and Rashba who argue, she would be Mekodeshes midrabanon. Nevertheless, bizman hazeh, since there is no issur to breed chickens in Yerushalayim, we are kulonu tumei meisim, and there's no hilchos tumei bizman hazeh. Therefore, this is not negeh la meisa. Continues the Mishnah. That if one of those who came to be paid at a field, that he wants it for 10 sloim, and someone said for 20 sloim, and then the next person said for 30, and another one for 40, another one for 50, if the one that said for 50 retracted, and now does not want to redeem the field, then mamashkenim minachosav ad asoro, meaning, that if no one else came for more than 40, the field, the first one who said 40 has to pay 40, and the one who originally said 50 owes hektish 10 sloim, since he calls the last to hektish. Now what's the reason why I mechayev him, even though the chori didn't make any kinyan? All he did was saying the price 30, 40, 50, is because amirosei legevoya kemesirosei lehed yedami. It is ke'ilu, he was makne to hektish. By him saying legavaya lehektish, it's like he was makne to hektish. And therefore, even though there was no kinya made, it's like a neder, it's like saying to hektish, and he has to pay the loss that hektish forfeited it. The Shulchan Aruch and Erev Tzedakah said, the same din would apply to Tzedakah. Meaning, if someone made a neder to Tzedakah, he is not allowed to retract. The Mogen Avraham at the end of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses in the Rechaim Siman Kuf Nun Dalet brings, if someone wanted to buy an aliyah for 10 zuvim, and someone else said 15, and then the person who said 15 retracted, then we are mechayev the first one to pay 10. Explain the Maksud HaShekel, that the story here in the Mogen Avraham was that the Gaboin did not want to sell to the second person, since they were not sure whether he was going to pay up. So what did they do? They hired the price, and then the second person did not go higher. And the Gaboin came to the first person and said to him that he shall pay what he said. Because if we're going to say here that the second person retracted, then he would have to pay the addition of what the person said before him, like we said before, for we see that right from our Mishnah. But he, when he came back to the first one and told him they have to pay 10 to Huvim, what he did, he said, no, he's not interested anymore. The question was, can they be machriach and can they force him to buy the aliyah? Since he was machayev himself, midin amiro legavoya kemesiro say lehedyet. Tzemach Tzedek wanted to bring a raya from our sugya. He is not allowed to retract. But the Ponemiris argued and said that Tzuyusus in Kedushin Dav Chof Tes says that we only say Amirose de Gevarkam Sirose de Hedyet when the person had Kavona to be Mavata to Hektish. But by buying mitzvahs in Shul and there's no fixed price for aliyahs, rather, everyone buys according to the amount of money he has and how much he is willing to pay, means that he's not mevata anything for tzedakah. And since that's the case, we cannot say it's not shak the same rosa de gvergum, so rosa de hedit. Lemaisa, we have to see whether someone wants to buy aliyah or buys an aliyah, does that mean that he really bought something or not? The Mashal says, if someone was chaytev brocha al seva Torah, means that we called up someone for an aliyah and suddenly someone jumped and made the brocha, is he mechayev asora zuvim like we know every time when a chaytev brocha, a chaytev mitzvah? Rabbeinu Tam said he's not chayev anything, but says the Mashal that he is definitely chayev, like by every case of chayta mitzvahs. Says the Shachlo, ein dvarav muchrochim, that he has to pay. What's the reason? Because the Gaboim have a school to give out aliyahs to everyone, to anyone they want. The custom is that we give whoever wants to donate something to Hekdesh. But of course there is no kinyan or mechira. And therefore if this person goes and he's chaytiv, he's kachatzit away, it's not cool that you stole anything. Therefore also here, when he bids, it's not cool that he bought something. Rather that he wanted to donate it to tzedakah. The Maisel Oizurua uses this as well. He asks a question. The Yisroel asks, how can we say aliyahs on Shabbat? Says the Yisroel that the Maaseh says no real Kenyan Daniel, because when the Gaba calls out $10, $10, $20, $30, what does he want here? What's he saying? The person says 10, 20, 30. He's not saying a Kenyan, I am now going and buying this aliyah for $10. There's no in Kenyan Daniel. And since there's no Kenyan, says the Oizurua, that you are allowed, the reason why we're allowed to sell aliyahs on Shabbat. Others disagree with it, and others say that this works with a Kenyan Situmta. Kenyan Situmta is like a business deal. Someone used to write on the barrels the price that the barrels of wine, the price what they want, and that was a Kenyan, especially then, the Gemara brings it to the Kenyan Situmta. That is the way of doing business by barrels of wine. So says, Samachrina, come and say that here as well. The way to buy aliyahs is through a Kenyan Situmta. That there is a proper Kenyan here then. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked a question by a shul where a rich person came because he had the outside. And the Gaboim knew that whatever happens, he has to buy the aliyah, he has to buy mafti. And therefore they told someone to bid against him. When the person came, when it reached $3,000, the Gvir realized that someone is stunned trying to bid up because he knew that person wasn't such a rich person. So he said to him, you know what, take the aliyah yourself, I don't want it. And they came and asked Rav Chaim whether they have to pay or not. So Rav Chaim brought a Yerushalmi in Kiddushin at the beginning of Perek Gimel. They said, Rabbi Zeiro, Kilel, B'mi She'ischare Ala Mekach, Kedei Ligroim Lechaveir Yeshe Yosef. In the Aflamat Adafen, Yerushalmi Kedusha brings the Rabbi Zeiro, gave a klala to someone who's bidding in order to make his friend bid more. And therefore, the aliyah shall be given to the Gvir, and all the money that can be taken from the Gvir is the usual price of the aliyah. The Chidor brings in Shishuvas Yosef Oimetz, he was asked whether a person is a person a gabba allowed to put out the price when he has not got any das to buy, and he said it's also midin gnevas das, and also because of divrei chod and chod of sheket. He also brings the Gemara at the end of the first page of Baba Basra, who says, ufakadati aloichatso, which is ufakadati aloichatso, on the people pressing other people to take our money, elu gaboi tztoko. These are the gaboi tztoko who try and take as much money as they can from the gvirim. So we see that any type of pressure is also. The only thing what we have to be done in such a case, in the case of our gvir, with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is that since it was a neder for Beis HaKnesset, even though he realized that they were tricking him and someone was bidding against him, but he did know that the money was going to tztokah. And what's not when if he gets tztokah for aliyah, not tztokah for aliyah. And therefore, it could be that since the Matzpune Liboy, deep down in his heart, he agreed to give the money to tztokah, he would agree to give the money to tztokah, maybe we would hear here, Amirot Se'le Gevoya, kemesirosai lehedyet. And it's kedai to finish off with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who writes in Choshen Mishpat, in Dinei Mechira, Cha'af ha'pir shein ha'mekach nigma b'tvorem b'lvad, or ushay kol echot mehem lakstoy boi min adin, even though we know a kinyan is not nigma b'tvorem b'lvad, and therefore everyone can be choyze, fa'afilu klolat mi shepora ein tzorech lekabel im loy nosan moiz, harei ha'choyze boi hum imechusre ha'mono, ve'ein urach ha'chomim noyche emenu. A person is mechus ha'mon and it's an isa, and chachomim do not like such a thing. There's no nachas ruach for chach meisroi. Kumo yishekosu sheyes yisroi lo yasu avlo v'lo yidavru chozo. Continue the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. V'yirei shomayim yesh loy lekayim afilu machshavos liboy. Yirei shomayim shall be mekayim even what he thinks. Shim choshav v'goma v'liboy. If a person had a chlota limkoi loy bizchum zeh, v'alo lo yoradam imachshavtoi. A person wanted to sell to his friend something, and the buyer did not know exactly how much money the seller wants. V'ho yisiv loy azchum zeh, and the buyer said, I'll give a higher price. Lo yikach mimenu. He should not take from him, ki im zchum zeh shegoma beliboy lekayim. The price that he thought, he was gone out believe by some mekayim. Kama yishe kosav v'doiver emes bilvovoy. And he continued, v'chein kol kayoyse b'zeh, b'shah dvorim, shvein odom lechaviroi, yesh loy lekayim, maksevoy sliboy, person should be mekayim what he thinks in his heart, his machshoves, im gona b'liboy lasses eze toive lechaviroi. If he decided to do a tshuva to his chaver, so therefore to his friend, he should do it. For yes, we are the last tshuva. Avatzochei atzmoi kol she'em emsach mitzvah. For his own tzrochim, if there's no mitzvah involved in it, ein tzorech lekayim afilu mitzvah tzfoso, even when he said it out. So we see the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings. This is what the Gemara of Nimr Shem Rav Safra in the Gemara in Makkas Achav Dalet Omet Aleph that said V'doiva Emes Bilvovei Kegoyin Rav Safra. The story was that Rav Safra had a chefetz to sell, and a person came when he was saying Krishna, and he said, give me the chefetz for such an amount of money. Rav Safra couldn't answer him because he was in the middle of Krishna, and the person thought, why didn't he answer him? Because the stomach wants more money. Therefore he was added on, he said, give it to me for more. When Rav Safra finished Krishna, he said, take the money that you offered me the first time when you said, because that's what I had, gamalti belivi. My machshava was to give it for such and such a price.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halakha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.